Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to a pre-recorded interview from the archives of Prophecy Keepers Radio. You have been led by the Spirit to Prophecy Keepers Radio, a cooperative service of the White Roots of Peace Council. Whether it be the modern Asaga of Peru, the current Kahunas of Hawaii, today's medicine people of the Americas, the Holy Ones of Africa, shamans of the East, North, West, and South, or the present day Atawehis of the Cherokee, we bring you the traditional elders and teachers of our modern times and their confidants from the Americas, the steppes of Asia, the Holy Land, the islands of the sea, Africa, and Australasia. We have not been conquered, and we defy the established order. This is Will Bluewater, the host of Prophecy Keepers Radio, speaking on behalf of the White Roots of Peace Council.
It's 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow?
Thanks for listening to the Wisdom of the Elders on Prophecy Keepers Radio, revealing closely guarded ancient secrets here in the modern information age of Aquarius. This station's only means of support is through donations and purchases of the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy and Preparedness Library, which includes lifetime online access to a printable 1,000-page intelligence briefing and a worldwide indigenous prophecy encyclopedia. Now, folks, there's nothing else like this collection on the planet. You'll receive instant access to the Prophecy Keeper's Wisdom Treasury Vault. This is a huge 4.88 gigabyte library, 3,287 files and 222 folders. It includes the Prophecy Keeper's Prepper's Self-Reliance files and all of our previous over 100 Prophecy Keepers interviews. So head on over to prophecykeepers.com right now and have a free sneak peek today of two-thirds of the Prophecy Keepers trilogy and a peek of the dashboard of the Prophecy Keepers Wisdom Treasury Vault. Osio Ginalii Tohiju Toigu, which means, hello cousins, I'm fine, how are you? This is your old buddy Bluewater coming to you from the Cumberland Plateau in east central Tennessee, the ancient home of the Aniuntikwalaski, the people of the lightning and thunder, or the military protectors of the old Cherokee Nation.
Well, we're talking today with Eastern Shoshone medicine man Benny LeBeau, also known as Blue Thunder. How you doing, Blue Thunder?
Hey, I'm doing great this morning, Blue Honor.
I understand.
getting with me?
Yeah, I guess, you know, I guess we're both going to have a busy spring here. Blue Thunder wanted the folks to know about the upcoming Uto Aztec and Crescent Moon Dolphin Whale Bear Nation Ceremony. And also wanted to reflect on the success of his past ceremonies and get everybody we can on board with this. And so, go ahead and tell the folks what you're up to.
Okay. On May 13th and 14th of 2006 this year, I've had a dream and another message to help bring the planet into more harmonic tones of vibration, bringing harmony to the earth. And the prophecies have mentioned many things that disasters in nature can happen. And what we're seeing right now is these disasters being played out through the prophecies and those messages that have been left with people, which has been written in many texts across the world in the Bible and within the indigenous nations. It's been written down. It's been written down in all cultures, these things that would happen to the earth at this time. So they call them the last days of the fourth world. fifth world is the other world, that those ones who would come into peace would now inherit the fifth world, the peaceful people, the meek, the mild. So those would live in beauty within that fifth world. So for every 500 years, we would come together, the tribal nations. That meant all peoples were of these nations. And so what this gathering is about is gathering the nations, the white, the black, the yellow, and the red, and the brown, and to bring a message and to ask them to come to the sacred sites and heal these sacred sites that we had did during the Yellowstone volcano that was ready to erupt around May of 2004. So that dream and that vision that came asked me to go to the cultures in a circle of 19 sacred sites in a circle around Yellowstone Lake and to ask the people to come together in the vision and the dream that said Mother Earth Spirit came and she had mentioned call her children together. Give the message to them that they're all children of God, the Creator, and I'm their mother, and that they need to come into peace. If they do, the volcano will go to sleep and calm down. In other words, the volcano is never going to go completely to sleep, but it will become inactive where it won't explode, in other words. And tell them that, and mention to the children, and to remind them that the white people are not going away, neither are the black, the yellow, and the red, and the brown, but they're all children of mother, children of father. And that we could come together in peace, and they would simmer that volcano down, and also we'd get water and rain and snow, and the springs would open in that huge circle. Now that circle is a 600 mile radius around the Grand Tetons, so the Grand Tetons are the ones that would bring back the rainbows. In the prophecy they talk about the rainbow warriors. Those rainbow warriors would be all of those peoples coming together because they hold water in them and they're 70% water, 80%. It depends on the age of the people because each age group holds a certain amount of water and those are the rainbows from the people. They're like walking crystals. When we'd come together and shine brightly with peace and love, we'd send a message to Mother and she would respond to her messages and we would sing these beautiful songs of all cultures on the sacred site in the Grand Tetons, and now 19 other places, 600 miles out, towards the edge of the circle. And when we would do these things, she would respond, and the volcanoes would become quieted down. And that's exactly what happened. We did those things. So I traveled for many months, 7 months, talking to many people. And that took lots of finances. And I was wondering how I'd get it done, but people sent many donations to do that. I also sent a message out on the internet and many people responded and said they were having similar dreams. So it really confirmed my message that I had gotten. And now I was on the road traveling, talking to people. And when we did these things, that volcano became dormant. And all the things that that was mentioned to me, I was told to use all avenues of communication. The internet, the radio, the TV, anything that communicated with sending a message to the people. Because these were the days that we would communicate in all forms. Communication like we did in the past. We had pictures. We had pictures in the rocks. Now we have pictures on paper. And the songs are recorded in the stones and the crystals. Now we're recording the songs on tapes, on CDs. Now those are crystals. Everything is made of crystals. So everything can be recorded and taught. But now the tribes have become upset and mad and pissed off over this and don't want any of that to go. So the darkness has came in and fooled them because of greed and anger and hatred, and stop that. So now the children or anyone who wants to learn about earth wisdom and earth knowledge, they've locked it down inside themselves and won't release it. Now these messages of how the earth heals and works is in the ceremonies of the indigenous nations. So my message was to go out and ask them to release their anger and hatred and bring forth all information that will protect the earth and heal the earth and all of our children of Mother Earth. It makes no difference what color they are. Would now come together in peace and work together because the white man has once been an Indian and the Indian has once been a white man or a black man or a yellow man or a brown man. Men and women both. And once I was a sister to one of the brothers and once that brother was once a sister to one of the other brothers. So we have all been brothers and sisters in different forms and shapes and sizes and sent in to do our peaceful making relationships for thousands and thousands, millions of years. And these are the messages that were sent, and I was asked to go talk to many peoples about this. and I'm one of the warriors of the rainbow who would wake up at this time to bring messages of clarity, to ask others to have an open mind and an open heart that would be one, and communicate in peaceful terms. And this is what our tribal nations had been in the Americas, on Turtle Island here. Any culture came, we were in peace, and we taught them all about the earth. Now these white people joined into our tribal nations, and they were adopted. And in history, a lot of those tribal peoples who adopted them peoples, when the other cultures came and tried to take them back into societies, they never wanted to go because they were living in beauty and harmony and love, which was not in those societies of the Americas, of the 13 colonies. And that's a great message again. Well, why do the people want to stay over there with those heathens, those Indians? Because they were living in peace and love and harmony with Mother Earth nature. Because nature heals all things. And when we need help, we go out into nature, it clears all of our emotions and we're peaceful. And that's how this works. And so there's many things to speak about, but it would take a long, long time to reflect on all these things. So now I've been doing this. So there was a message came and asked me to come to Big Bear, California, September 2004, now to join the circle of 30 nations around the world of indigenous healers to talk about the earth and healing ceremonies. So I was invited there. While there, these people came, a lady, and she asked me if I could bring the water back to Big Bear because the fires were burning up the areas in California and they had been evacuated. Fires that surrounded the top of the mountain of Big Bear, and they were in fear that the whole town was going to burn up with many of the other places that had already been burned. And I mentioned to them that if they would follow the protocols of the earth, we could bring the snow and the water and the rain and open up the springs if they would follow through the protocols that had been given to utilize and talk about peace and heal the earth with these earth healing ceremonies that had been given. Well, through this, I've been working with my indigenous Shoshone people and the youth and the Paiutes and Shoshone Bannocks and others since I was a child, and working with these knowledges and wisdoms that they had given and helped me learn. Well, it wasn't all everything that they helped me learn. It was the visions and the dreams and my vision question that gave me the other information. So when I had these dreams and visions, I went back to them and asked them to consider some of this stuff. And what was told them, the elders, when anyone had a dream, they would help manifest that person's dream and help them any way they could to bring that dream into reality so that person gained their power, their knowledge, their wisdom. If another person had a dream of the same thing but had a different route to do it, then they would help them too because they had been given their gifts. And there were many medicine women and men, and they had these dreams, but those leaders knew that that was the way it was. But what happened in history was that the people now seem to think that one way is the only way, but there are many ways. And that's what's causing the dysfunction within the tribal nations. This is the old way, this is the only way. We're not to go over there in those areas, do anything there, because the ceremonies were never over there. Well, in those days, the ceremonies weren't needed there, and there was a reason not to go over there. But now things have changed. There's been development. And the earth has been torn up. So now we would have to go there with the ceremonies and reharmonize those areas and put them into place. But now, because of the stories of the past, they won't allow the people who have the dream to go there and fix the earth. So therefore, when I came to my people, that's the same message I got. And I went back 3 or 4 times, and they wouldn't help me. So I was told in my dreams again by the ancestors who had been giving me the messages that the people were asleep in anger and hatred and jealousy and pointing fingers at each other and controlling people with anger and hatred. And anyone who went against them, they would poison the people against them and they would turn against them. Now this is prophecy. These days, they said this would happen because those leaders are the leaders that would do that. But they would teach truth with anger and hatred and separate the people. When that happened, that was happening with those leaders. They're catching cancers. Diabetes is on the rise within them. And yes, sure, diabetes is caused from eating wrong foods, but also with the thoughts now added on top of that increases that. But they have no one to blame, the spirits say, because they are the blame. If anyone's to blame, it's those people to blame themselves because they didn't follow through with the teachings and the wisdom, but they would teach the others of what not to do. But someone would have to be a messenger to speak about this, and I was given the message to speak about it. And there were many people who were told to speak about anything, so that's what I was given to do in this journey. And so that's what happens now, and that's what's going on with the tribal nations. and that's what I was given to speak about. But it would cause much negativity within the tribal nations, the white nations, black nations, yellow nations, all nations who are teaching like this. They have truth, but they're teaching in negativity with anger and hatred. And that separates the people. And the energy that they carry then is low vibration. And the sun is climbing higher, the creator within the sun. And anyone who's in low vibration, now their cells will begin to decay because they're in low vibration. Anyone who picks weapons will be low vibration. They will, their cells will decay. But that's needed because those ones who are in negativity now leave the earth and teach others what not to do. And peace would be needed.
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments. Folks, the scriptures say, "My people perish for lack of knowledge." We live in a world that's becoming more and more dangerous as time goes by. Millions of people are aware of this fact now and are actively preparing. Back in 2004, the folks here at Prophecy Keepers Foundation foresaw this situation and began preparing information for you. Friends, I seriously suggest that you head over to prophecykeepers.info and take a look at the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy and Preparedness Library. The Prophecy Keepers Trilogy is a 1,000-page intelligence briefing. The trilogy is a sum total of many years of collecting, collating, analyzing, and comparing prophecies from all over the planet. Before he passed away in 1985, Mad Bear Anderson predicted that someone would do exactly what we have done. Mad Bear passed into spirit in 1985 before he could realize his dream of collecting and comparing prophecies from all over the world. He said in his biography, "Someday someone will collect all the native people's prophecies, myths, and legends and would publish them in one place so they could be compared with those of all native peoples worldwide, and then we really will have something." And friends, you'll be absolutely shocked to find out that we discovered exactly what that something was that Mad Bear wanted everyone to know. As it turns out, that certain special something that Mad Bear was searching for in the prophecies has everything to do with your physical safety and how to protect it. Now folks, there's absolutely nothing available on the planet like this collection. You'll receive instant access to the Prophecy Keepers Wisdom Treasury Vault. This is a huge 4.88 gigabyte library, 3,287 files in 222 folders. You'll also receive direct access to links that will allow you to download all 145 past Prophecy Keepers interviews. Now folks, I won't kid you. Prophecy Keepers does need money to continue to operate. We had a very close call at the end of last month. We almost didn't raise the funds that we needed to stay here on Blog Talk Radio. So please head on over to prophecykeepers.info and take a look, Nation. Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments. Hi, friends. This is Will Blue Otter. I have a message here from 1975 from John Wayne. It comes right out of today's headlines. So you Indian folks who are following the progressive trend in politics, you're following the people that supported slavery. You're following the people that have enslaved you ever since the Civil War. Listen to John Wayne.
You know, it's a funny thing, the Indians now, this AIM group have started something that now they're against me for some reason. But I am the only man in pictures that always gave them their human dignity. I never was in a picture. I never allowed myself at any time to do anything that would take their human dignity away from them. And that, to me, is the most important thing in a man's. I have found that a certain type that calls himself a liberal, and I always thought I was a liberal. I came up terribly surprised one time when I found that I was a right-wing conservative extremist, when I have listened to everybody's point of view that I ever met and then decide how I should feel. I mean, but this so-called new liberal group, Jesus, they never listen to your point of view, and they make a decision as to what you think, and they're articulate enough and in control of enough of the press to force that image out for the average person. For some reason, maybe it's these pictures, They have not been able to do that with me. In spite of what they say, people have not taken sides that I'm a, you know, it hasn't affected my career in popularity, let's say. In spite of the fact that they've tried to make it do it. There isn't a hell of a lot that we can do to change human behavior. We keep making laws to try and change human behavior. You can't do it. I think you can accept it and feel how you would feel in that position. You're being conned into Keynesianism and socialism now. But it isn't going to stop the selfishness of human behavior. It isn't going to stop the greed. If you take $20 and give a dollar to every son of a bitch in a room and come back a year later, one of the bastards will have most of the money. I mean, it's just human nature, and they're not going to whip it with a lot of laws, I think. When you make people conscious, as communication gets better, and you make people conscious of somebody in trouble, starving or something like that, the average person will help. But of course now they've got so very many charities and there's so much professionalism, you know, there's, if you have a charity, you hire some professionals to work up the charity, and by the time you get the money, you get $4 for the recipient and $400 for the administrators. So, I mean, Christ, I think there are people who try to affect a thinking where they know more than some other son of a bitch and try to put a false impression on what human nature is. Christ's sakes, we have proven that we go back to hope at the first opportunity. Just throw out a little fish and bam, they're out there ready to grab it. So we are optimistic. We have to be optimistic. Christ, what else would there be in life if you lose optimism?
Those who stay in peace now would inherit the earth, and all we would have to do is be peaceful, stay in peace, work with the earth, heal the earth in our areas, fix the water, keep the food and the seeds that we need, and plant them. And don't worry about living lives of illusions. That means going through laws, going through courts, going through all these systems that now keep us in low emotions. That means fear, anger, hatred. So we're being processed. All these kinds of thoughts by education and societies and so on and so forth. I think people can understand what I'm saying. But those are the messages. But to stay in peace, and yes, we need education and to learn what's going on and to change and put the truth back into the education system and to work in peaceful terms, but not to point fingers at anyone like Bush or Saddam Hussein or anyone who did anything bad. If we point fingers by teaching wisdom, then those beings or those people would come against us and things could happen to us. So we're not blaming anyone. We're saying this is how the energy works on the earth. We don't have to fight. We don't have to war. Those who choose to have peace will be the survivors because the Great Spirit is coming to clean up the messes. And the tsunami was one that talked about things, but the truth didn't get to get out to the general public a lot because those people were in sorrow and pain and no hope. So the Creator had pity on them, and so did Mother Earth, and cleanse those seeds from the earth, Mother Earth's seeds. So now, these things that happened is that. So they were cleansed from the earth, but their light is forever, their energy, their spirit, and they will be reborn again. And that's, see, they've come back again. And so all things that happened is that. And then the sadness and the sorrow that was down in New Orleans is the same thing because of the darkness that was in that area, the negativity, you got the gambling, you got the hoodoo voodoo type stuff, people get the contracts, more people, you got prostitution, you got poor people, you got all these things, and there's no hope for them, so the Creator sent in a storm, and then it was enhanced by many other entities that did things, so it cleaned that area, and took the sadness and the sorrow out, and put things back into balance. Now we got many other cities like this, and the messages are, if we don't come into peace in these cities, in these areas, they will be cleansed and cleared from there too, people who are in sadness and sorrow. And, you know, this means every speck of soil on the earth has the images of negativity because God is in everything. Creator is in everything. This electrical magnetic energy called spirit. Wherever there's negativity, it's where the high vibrations of light will come in from the sun, these spirals, and those spirals will now turn into volcanoes and explode because when energy is coming out of earth, it spirals towards the surface, and then you've got the tornadoes that spiral that spin. And then those serpents, they call the six serpents, and now you got the tsunami, the wave that's rolling, the spiral, so they call them the water serpents, and now you got the earthquake that rolls across the surface and it's spinning too. The prophecies that talk about those sacred serpents would come out of the earth and be called forward to clean up the earth in these days of those areas that they develop. And right now we're having these fires in Florida, Texas, and Oklahoma because of disconnecting the sacred sites. So what's happening is the lightning is coming in and striking those areas and causing these fires. In many areas, an electrical spark or the gas leaking out of the earth because of drilling, this and that, the methane gas is catching on fire. It's the spirals at work again. And when the lightning comes in, it's the heartbeat is being reset in the area. So the fires is cleansing the areas, or the floods, because it holds high electrical energy, or the tornadoes, cleansing, clearing the area, put it back into balance, and fixing things. So those are great things to happen, but these are man-made things, and if we develop, that happens. And also, if the people are negative and hateful in the areas, then this is what happens. So what I've been given to do in the dreams and the visions is to ask for people to heal the sacred site, heal our emotions, and bring teaching and wisdom and clarity like hundreds and hundreds of others are doing the same work. But for me, I'm working with earth knowledge and asking those ones to get grounded and reconnected back to the earth, because many of them have the teachings in their heads or way up in the sky, and they're not grounded to the earth. And so I bring the earth grounding energies, knowledges, to help them reflect their knowledges now back towards the earth and come back to earth. And anyone who wouldn't teach peace at this time, peace is needed, so it's of no importance, the spirits say. We have so much information and teach it with anger and hatred. Peace would be needed first. Those simple teachings of peace, how emotions work, how thoughts work, and how the earth works, it's simple to know. And doing these things that we did on May 8th, and now when I went to Big Bear, we did the same thing. And when I first went there, the snow came back in up there, and that's what the people were looking for, moisture. So it happened when we first started the ceremony. So those thunder beings, storm birds, those are the same in one. So they know the importance, because they want to help us. Holy beings, the spirits that work with the tribal nations are there. When I work with those beings, work with the people, and they bless Big Bear and that big circle that went all the way to Los Angeles. Now the rain and the snow came back in, but the people have built houses on sacred sites. So there were some lives that were taken out, but that protected, there could have been thousands and thousands of deaths if we wouldn't have done these things, if been earthquakes and other disasters happened. So these ceremonies protected many. And like in Yellowstone, the scientists were saying that if that explosion takes place with that volcano, it would be 200 times the Mount St. Helens. So that meant that would affect the whole world. And cloud of dust would have went around the world for 2 years, and it would have been a winter. No sun would have shined upon Earth for 2 years, so there would have been a lot of death. And so we did many things. People that came, it was them who did it because of their thoughts manifest whatever we think the earth responds to and gives us what we need, because we were always creators, gods and goddesses working together on the earth. And we did that there, and I predicted what would happen. I predicted what would happen with the Big Bear medicine wheel, and predicted again on December 21st, we did a solstice ceremony of 2005, and now we're doing the other one with 21 sacred sites called the UTOS Crescent Moon Ceremony, which is involving the Dolphin Nations, clans up and down the coast of California up into Washington and Oregon, and now with the the bear clans and the whale clans, like I mentioned. It's them, asking them to come forward with their sacred songs of vibration and peace and putting their thoughts to Mother and to Father, Creator. And when we think these thoughts, that's what will be given. And that's how it works. It's just simple. And then whatever we ask for, we can soften the blow of nature coming. Now, those ones who decide not to do that and don't fix their areas, there will be tornadoes and earthquakes, volcanic action, viruses and sicknesses and illnesses, and anger and hatred in those areas. So now the Creator will come in and clean those places up. And Mother will be helping. And she will be cleansing the seeds of Mother Earth, her children. Those seeds of her children, humans, and she will clear them from the earth. And the messages are those who are angry and hateful will curse their children because the children will leave the planet with them. They may leave before them, they may leave after them. And that's with drugs, alcohol, murder, suicide, rape, that kind of stuff. And it's exploding and really going out of control. And it's been happening for a few years now, but it's going to become worse. And the messages of the apostles say cities will go into chaos. And then nature will come in and cleanse them and clear them from the earth. Because God, the Creator, is in control, and so is Mother Earth, and they work together. Now, when we can do these ceremonies, the Yidu Aztecans, or the Shoshones, the Paiutes, the Goshus, the Ponemans, the Yidu Aztecans, the Aztec people, the Maya people, the Hopis, they all speak the same language. So my message was to go to those tribal nations and ask them to come into peace and work on the earth and heal the earth. And all the other nations, like the Chumash, they're not of the Yidu Aztecans. Now you got the Lakota Dakota, and then you got the Navajo. You got many other tribes and asking them to come together. But the crescent moon is a moon-shaped design inside that circle. So what we're doing is repairing the hoop. That means the sacred circles, all the sacred peaks are built and created in circles. But we would have to go and bend that hoop, set on the sacred site, and fix those areas because of the mining and the development of the cities, the towns, the railroads, the highways, the pipelines. Any place the earth had been that open was where we would need to go in and reharmonize it with 13 tones. Number 13 is very sacred. Not a bad number. It's a sacred number. The darkness came in and fooled the people. Like Friday the 13th is a bad day because 13 is a bad number. Well, 13th is the most sacred number that could ever be because of the 13 moons in the calendar. And, you know, there's so much information there. But now when we understand this, we understand the truth again and we fix the earth. Sound, vibration, retuning the earth. The sacred mountain had 13 tones. When a bulldozer went in there, or mining and development went in there, they took those tones out of the earth and put the sounds of dynamite, the sounds of the bulldozers, the sounds of drilling, and now they put that tone in the area and they cut the surface and the electrical magnetic energy goes away and that turns into a dead zone. So what I've been asked to do is to practice these ceremonies. I practice them, and they're written in the rock art and the petroglyphs, and the rock art and the petroglyphs give the messages, and the ceremonies are written in the rock, and the rocks are being destroyed by this country, by the governments, by the county governments, by the city governments, BLM, and they're destroying those sacred sites. And we had made the agreement that they would hold these lands in trust for us, but they haven't. And now the Western Shoshones have won a great thing, and a message came out of the UN that the United States has to pay attention. But the United States has been given many directions, but they listen to no one because they fooled the people and stolen the land. And the spirits are saying that the lands are still more diminishing because of development, so they're disconnecting the earth. Wherever the earth is being disconnected, it turns hot and congested. So the surface and the skin of the earth, the carpet of Mother Earth, is hot. When we do these ceremonies, the water comes back in and cools off. When we do these ceremonies and these kinds of things, we can slow down, the polar caps are melting. Because the earth is thick. Her skin is hot, like ours. When we get a temperature, we get hot. We've not got water in us. And the congestion is the virus and the sickness, or our arm gets smashed, or just cut. And then illness happens. So the same thing, the cuts, and the earth is smashed, pulverizing the stone, gravel pits, mining. That's causing all those things to happen. But we don't need to, there's protocols that's given that we don't need to stop developing, no more, no less, just right. But greed has came in and taken so much that we're to share everything, the food, the water, and everything. So Mother Earth says, I share the breath of life, I share the food, I share the trees, I give all the things to my people freely. These people are not given freely to each other. Those who control the earth now are the ones who control everything and don't want to give the food to people, don't want to charge them. So you can imagine what's happening. So now, when we come into peace and learn how we can share things and work together, because Mother Earth has given these things, that means that we have a new way of life. And this is going into the fifth world now. These are the prophecies of the indigenous nations. And that is just, and so we hold the fail-safe key to protecting the earth. And at this time, the prophets say the knowledge will come out of the indigenous nations to protect the whole world. But what I'm doing is part of that. And other tribal nations have been having dreams and individuals that they have been given their message, like mine, and they work with the plants, they work with the water, they work with many things. So everyone has been systematically sent into many areas, the white people, black people, white, all cultures are systematically have been sent in the knowledge that they need, and those people are having dreams. And they're no different than a Native American having a dream, a white person has a dream, it's the same kind of a dream that the Indian would get. And they're being given those dreams to process peace. But the tribal nations seem to think they're the only ones who can have these messages or do these things on the earth. And they're separating the people with the ceremonies, the sun dances, the sweat lodges, the hive, the healing ceremonies. Everything that the tribal nations do, the white people wanting to learn to do about that. The word asks to teach them how this works so they can understand why we need to protect the sacred sites. But many of those tribes are angry and hatred because they're following dogmas and doctrines that doesn't bring peace. And any tradition that doesn't bring peace that they're following is a false tradition. Now they have the messages of how to work with the four directions above and below, and them, the number seven, and use those knowledges, but now they take them away from people. Now, all people will work together and do these things the Creator has said in Mother Earth, and those ones who don't work together in peace, well, they get to leave the planet early and take their children with them. The rest of us get to live in heaven here on the earth. And there's a long story of messages like that. So now, some people contacted me and talk about messages. They had been given messages from this being called White Eagle. White Eagle says that he was a messenger to the Plains tribal nations, but he had many, many names in the Americas, right, in the different tribes. And so we can reflect on that. We got all these names that the people called that special being of peace who came. Some will call it Jesus Christ, some will call it White Eagle, you know, there's different names like that that came into the Americas. But it doesn't make any difference, because that being says it shifts into different forms and helps teach peace. But it's the same thing. And so this being went and talked to these white ladies in this book called Folk of Truth, and brings messages of how thoughts work, how actions work, and how we can reflect on our thoughts, what's causing the weather patterns to be like they are too, because we're electrical energy. So for a big bunch of us in the city, and we're negativity, we got sorrow and sadness. Now we got disease, sickness, prostitution, anger, and drugs. So when we learn to be peaceful, and we repair the sacred sites, like in Los Angeles, for instance, or Seattle, or New York, we repair the sacred sites, and then they lighten up, and the darkness in these areas will go away. It's up to our peoples to understand the indigenous nations for ceremonies. So right now we're being attacked and still going through genocide because of what's happening to us on these reservations. And there's, you know, the Indian people die 3 times faster than any other group of people. And it's because of the anger and hatred that they're holding, and they won't release it because it's happened to them in the past and it's still being processed. And right now there's like 500 buffalo were killed in Yellowstone. So they call the tribes to get them. Now those buffalo were killed with sadness and sorrow. So that message is in the meat. When the people eat it, they carry sadness and sorrow like the buffalo, because it's used in the meat to eat it. And so on, they're still being processed, and they've forgotten how to pray, go up there and use the pipes to pray for those buffaloes and bless them before they're killed, so that when we do take their meat and their parts and utilizing them, that we're not to waste anything, then they're cleared and cleansed of that, and they're pure, and they help us Bible. But I shouldn't say that no one isn't going up there and doing pipe ceremonies, because there are people up there doing that and doing the best that they can, but they can't do that for 500 buffalo. They can only do it for a small bunch, but the rest of the buffalo are being killed and imaged like that. So any plant we take from the earth is affected the same way. If they're disrespectful, we eat it, we have disrespect, and it carries on like that. So Dr. Emoto has sent a great message about how thoughts work with water. What the water has is our thoughts, and if that plant, if something comes by the plant and is angry and hateful, then that planet will be then. And if we're walking on Earth and we're angry and hateful, our feet will put the message into the Earth that we are that. Anyone comes by and steps on that spot, they will turn into that. So you can imagine what we understand as tribal nations, but we would have to clear every square inch of the Earth of the negativity. Now the buffalo are one that have the messages of vibration of peace in their hooves, and so are the horses. So once the horses run across the plains, or the buffalo run across the plains, they put the sacred sound and vibration back into the earth with their hooves, and the horses, the deer, the antelope, they're all here for a purpose like us, and when we walk on the earth, our prayers go into the earth along with the animals. So there's so much information, and these are what we're talking about on these sacred sites, and around the country talking about seminars, and these kinds of things, but it's a hard job because my job, you know, people ask me, who are you working for? Why are you doing this? What organization? So I don't work for any organization. I'm working through dreams and visions. I'm paying you. I said, the people who send donations.
I'll see you.
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments. Friends, this is Will Bluewater. Would you think twice about defending yourself or a loved one from an intruder? In this day and age, would you dream of leaving your doors unlocked at night for fear of being burglarized or even attacked or worse? Would you? But when it comes to our own bodies, the doors to our houses are wide open all the time. The very air we breathe and the food we eat, especially here in the United States, creates free radicals that cause us to age and in some cases cause illness, some of which are deadly. Now, for the first time in history, there's a supplement called Protandim that is listed on the U.S. government's PubMed.gov website, with many peer-reviewed studies all showing that Protandim is a proven killer of the free radicals that are aging and in some cases even killing us. Now, I'm not talking about killing one molecule of free radical per one molecule of antioxidants like the stuff we've been taking. I'm talking about killing 1 million free radicals per second, per molecule, and this is the very same antioxidant your own body produces. Protandim supercharges your body to create much more than it does without Protandim. There's an old saying that we are warned about in the scriptures. That's the attitude, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. So let me ask you, how much money do you spend on food a day? If you're out shopping or at the beach, would you think anything of spending a buck or even more on a can of soda? If there was a vending machine that sold something that killed what was aging you or even killing you, would you even hesitate to spend a buck and a half a day? Well, now there is such a vending machine, and it's sitting right in front of you. It's at www.defendyourownbody.com. That's defendyourownbody.com. Visit us now.
So this is why this book, Spoken Truth, has come from the warriors of old, from the Visions Life Force Foundation out of England. So I adopted this message in this book, so I'd like to promote this message. And it's a book of that brings trust. So they just sent the message. This white eagle sent the message. So I'd like to read this message and maybe finish up with this thing. I've got some sweat lodge ceremonies to do at 11 o'clock, 2 o'clock down here in Acumba on the border of San Diego. And so I'm working on these sacred sites. So these are some of the messages that I'm carrying for people to prepare for the ceremony. So here's a message that they asked me to deliver to the chiefs and the leaders of men and women both. And here's what it says. You know, in our lifetimes, we have been women. And we've been born to be man. To be man, I mean. So now, my sister, a friend of mine, was once my brother. And I was once her sister. So to understand, when these things say brother, that means reflects on all of us that we have once been men. Now we have once been men too. But this speaks about clarity. It says, brother to my people. This is the book of trust. Brother to my people. Savior to many nations. Open with me. Walk beside all. Offer own hand of peace. Challenge no meaning. Trust in all spoken truth. Knowledge I give, wisdom I share. Open the mind, share amongst those, teach through visions shown. Feel the wisdom I bring to enable walkways of harmony to balance nature's forces. touch the heart and the soul of those who walk within the shadows of darkness. Radiate with the love and the warmth I bring in peace. Understand the hand I offer. Search no more. Wisdom I bring. Each warrior bring forth meanings of the soul. Tether no more. Wisdom keepers unleash knowledge of old. Many walkways of peace shadowed by memories of doubt. Each pathway shown by me throughout past time glistens with true vibrations of nature's glory. Many wish to walk upon footsteps laid down by ancient ones in the hope of balancing all tribal nations throughout. Each warrior understands the true belief handed down through time. Peace brothers give much from within depths of own self. Teachings of wisdom shared by many who walked upon the lands that were once of plenty. Eyes closed by the blindness of doubt change nothing. Eyes open bring forth new beginnings. Walk with me along pathways of brightness. True beings of old walk beside those of true belief. Hands cross many palms of all races. Each palm touched, or each palm toughened by those chosen by me. Share the vibrations of love. Each barrier of doubt casts shadows from which fears dwell deep within. We acknowledge those of troubled mind. Peace from within will shine once more. Begin their journeys forward. Enhance the true meaning of life itself. Bring forth the true meaning of trust. Open own heart to walk the pathway forgotten by many. I bring truth and honesty back for all to share. And walk beside the one who carries the hurts and sorrows for all nations. Walk within the golden rays I bring. These words I have been given to pass to the wisdom keepers of many tribal nations. I offer the openness of my being to share with many nations the teachings I bring from many warriors of old, to enable the worth of many to flourish and to begin the sacredness of journeys of time past. Each warrior of today releases energies from within to shine the true colors of peace and harmony, for which the walkway to eternity forms a rainbow bridge of many colors. White Eagle. There's a whole White Eagle.
Oh.
These are some of the messages in spoken truth, but these messages were to be delivered, or being delivered, to these leaders at this time.
We're doing
the best that we can to help us understand that these messages and all messages of dreams and visions can help us. So there's just one little last part here I'd like to mention.
Okay.
And part of the spoken truth, so that people can reflect on this book and buy it. So this book will now help process me to travel, and this book will be translated into many languages, the spirits say, and it will help the people understand peaceful thought forms, working together, harmonizing the earth with the text. If I can't be there, then this book helps that. Later, I'll do talking engagements to speak about what the people don't understand about this book. I can reflect upon the teachings that I'm doing on the earth to heal the sacred site. There are many teachers, but this is one that I'll bring forward to help bring peace and heal the earth, these kinds of things. But this other message that I'm going to read, part of the spoken truth, came in January of this year. So this is what the message came, and it reminds me what I'm doing already, and it's a message that says, unite my people's thoughts, hand of peace I give, share amongst those who wish to walk the pathways of truth and honesty. Hope gathers momentum, white lighter keeper to my wisdom, messenger to bring forth opening, walk beside trust, white lighter wisdom keeper of old, white lighter is manifestation of my being. Golden threads of truth lay down before each and all. Wisdom keepers gather threads of gold. Weave the web of hope together. Each warrior share many blessings amongst those of peace. Tread upon the grounds of old. Each walk amongst the shadows that fall upon Mother Nature's carpet. I feel through own vibrations, messengers I bring to walk in peace to tribal nations. Place open the window of the soul to each. Tribal leaders meet, unite, follow same pathways. Each source bring forth knowledge of ancient ones. Peacekeepers unite, feed from each and every one the true meanings I bring to the messengers of old. Many peacekeepers walk amongst nations of four lands. Resources of homeland fill the sorrows of time past. Give precedence to own peoples. Walk deep harmony amongst own tribalness. With the sacredness of the hoop, homelands begin to dwindle. Walk amongst homelands. Unite, rekindle the forgotten meanings of our culture. Navigational footsteps flow to the veins of Mother Nature's heartbeat. Each walk within the essence of my being. Truth, honesty, purity of life, forgiveness to those who have wronged, pave the way of truth spoken by me, White Eagle. So that's the message of the visions and dreams. And that's in Spoken Truth. And the first book sets the foundation called Warriors of Old. And the next book will be When the Nations Unite. So there will be five books coming out to help people process understanding like these messages. So for me, those are some of the same messages that I'm getting, but not the same, but similar in working with the earth. Now this helps me kind of like confirm or have confirmation of what I'm doing, because sometimes I have doubt. And we all have this doubt. But we're not going to have any doubt in anything in visions. That's what this book helps understand, and to follow our dreams and visions. Go to those people who know the traditional protocols of the tribal nations, and that will help bring peace to those tribal nations. And also the white cultures and the black and the yellow and the brown that have these dreams and visions. You can help them manifest their dreams because the Creator has sent that in systematically and has moved the people around like pawns in all areas in America. That the messages of peace are within all cultures. And when we understand that now we have peace, we fix the earth, retune it, put it into harmony, and live in peaceful ways. And then we have peace. Because peace is going to come because the Great Spirit, God and Mother, are working together, cleaning these things up. And those people who seem to think that they own the earth and can do these things, they're going to get taken out. And the message is our work to stay in peace. And that's the bottom line, and that's what I believe, and that's what I promote. And I pray that all of us get together in peaceful terms and relationships, and we don't hurt each other and point fingers and stab each other. Because those thoughts are like bullets. And they hit each other and knock each other over. And we're made of water. Someone throws a thought at me, changes my cells, turns it to darkness, I turn into low vibration, I become angry and hateful, and then my cells begin to die and deplete. Every time I have an emotional, stressful thought, my 100% electrical energy spirit changes to 80, 90, 70, 60. With every bad emotional thought, my charge goes down. Each cell needs 100% charge to renew itself so I'll stay younger. And if I have those emotions, then I have a 50% charge, and the other 50% and that cell that now has darkness begins to decay and die. And that's going to happen to people, and if they don't come into peace. So we don't have to worry about them. But they will teach us what they're doing is low emotions, their less energy is low, so their cells begin to decay. Many will have suicidal thoughts, many will kill themselves after they kill many. So on and so forth. But these are things that are showing, these are good things, they're not bad things. They're teaching us what not to do. But those people will come back again if we are born forever. With that, I thank you, Blue Thunder, Blue Water. Got a lot of things on my mind.
You bet. Well, before I let you go, I don't think I've ever told you how my son and I actually saw White Eagle.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I didn't really realize till, you know, what you're talking about, you know, what we saw, but, as it turned out, this happened on the day before two Navajo deities appeared at Rocky Ridge back in 1996. That happened on May 5th, and on the 4th, my son and I were up on, we were living 22 miles south of Moab, Utah, out near Canyonlands. We're living at a lonely junction, 22 miles south of Moab. It was just like a little ghost town. We were caretaking a mining company property there, about 300 acres. And we're on the roof changing pads for our swamp cooler, and all of a sudden this thought popped into my head that I would look up into the sky. And I looked up, and my son and I are both sitting on the roof, you know, by the swamp cooler, and we both saw a giant eagle. It was a cloud, but it was an eagle. You know, every single detail you can imagine of an eagle, including how they tuck their little feet up underneath them, in instead of being, you know, tones of browns and blacks, it was whites. Whites and off-whites and, you know, and a little bit of gray so you could see the detail. But it left absolutely nothing to the imagination. The wind was blowing 30, 40 miles an hour that day. The formation only lasted about a minute, but it was perfectly formed, perfectly proportioned, and this eagle was pointing toward Four Corners. If you knew where I was at the time, you know, I could, if we were there, I could take you there, and it would be pointing, you know, it would be flying right toward Four Corners. Well, a couple of weeks later, I was working in a music store in part-time, and a young Navajo couple walked in, and I started talking with them about this and told them about that, and they kind of blanched, and they said, you know, you're Belladonna, and you saw that, and I said, well, I said I'm mixed blood Cherokee and respect traditional ways, and I saw that. And they looked at each other, and the young fellow offered, he said, well, he says, my mom's a traditional. She lives down at Kayenta. She said, and that same day, her and a whole bunch of other traditional Navajos all saw that eagle. So anyway.
The cloud beams trying to wake us up and show us that these things are real.
Yeah.
And we understand that they're for all cultures, not for Native Americans. So it's for everyone.
Oh my gosh.
No matter who we are.
I'm sitting here looking at the clock. It's 11 a.m. And here it is, 11 years later, it took me, you know, to figure this whole thing out. It's just, geez. Almost 10 years later. Well, I'll let you go.
Well, you know, I'd just like to maybe, you know, I'm really wanting to help this book get started so that people can learn about what you're just talking about, talk about that kind of information. It's just asking them to think about it and look at it and open their hearts. It's not telling them to live by the word of truth for truth or whatever that they get out of this, but it reflects each and everyone at whatever level they're at. So some of the messages that come say that we're doing the best that we can. If someone's crawling out of the gutter with drug addiction or alcoholism or anger or hatred or those things, that they're doing their best climbing out. And if anyone comes by and says you're not doing good enough, you got to do better, that hurts their hearts and puts them back into the gutter. Because now we've hurt their emotions. So to understand that everyone's doing the best that they can, and it will climb out of the gutter when we allow them to do what they do, because they climb stage by stage by doing their best. And if we don't help them and let them be who they are by climbing out of the gutter, they're doing their best all the way to where they're at. The people will say, well, I'm doing better than you. You got to be like me. Well, that hurts them. Well, not to do those things the Spirit says. So in this next book, the message from the book, that book will be called Nations Unite Within Souls We Walk. Because we all have the warriors of old within us. And when we tune in to within, all wisdom is there within the heart. Ask the heart and we'll give it. So there's a message that comes from Mother Earth. And I talked about White Eagle, who represents the Father. So Mother Earth has given messages through White Buffalo Calf Woman, to Mother Mary, to Kuan Yin, however you want to name these beings. This is the spirit of Mother. She's come in the shape and forms of these women. So she just sent a message, and this is in that other book that will be coming. But I wish to share this message with many, so I'm going to share a message from Mother to represent the duality of male and female. And here's that message, and then I'll be finished talking for today, if you don't mind. Anyway, it goes like this. A message from White Buffalo Calf Woman. And this is that message. Kaleidoscope of many gifts travel beyond the lands known to each and every one. Beside the ghosts of many memories, doubts form pockets of coldness. Many brief encounters of walkways open for those who wish to follow the candle of life, fade from within one. Shadows begin to form through own fears. Weaknesses of many flow through the veins that sustain the life of own self. Challenge own fears with understandings of those chosen to bring the true meanings of peace back to walk amongst all nations around the world of today. My prayers I offer to fall upon each and every one. Whispers of many ancient ones flow through the winds of time. Shelter no coldness, for coldness brings sorrows of many hurts. Trust, open the heart to forgiveness. share amongst those who cross own pathways the true meaning of love. Understand the life that has been given. Walk tall amongst own nations. Feel the pain and sorrows of many who pass the pathway chosen by own self. Give understanding to the hurts done by many. Lift the veil to sorrow. Give own understanding. Share within the heart and soul wisdom of many teachings. Walk free upon the carpet of life. Place the hand upon the arm of the one who cries tears of sorrow. Many share pains but fail to understand the true meaning of the deeds done. Fulfill own desires of meaningful understanding by acknowledging the worth of own self. I share much with many of my people of time past, the leaves of Mother Nature's blessings. Caressed by the touch of the hand, the one thing we all share together, the earth we all walk upon, the air that we share by breathing, the waters we cleanse and nourish to sustain life, the winds that blow free upon the plains of all nations. These are given by Mother Nature for all to share. The sacredness of the white buffalo has been given upon the claims of all ancestors. Tribal acknowledgement of the sacredness and true belief opens the pathway for my people to walk upon and share the freedom of peace and harmony once more. Many tribal nations share in the belief of the white buffalo. Wisdom keepers acknowledge the sacredness that surrounds the coming of the white buffalo. Each tribal nation brings forth offerings of many prayers. Many drums beat as one throughout the land. Many prayers offered share the same meaning.
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments.
It is so great to have our friend Marie Osmond back here on GMA, and she has some important information about making sure your family is prepared for natural disaster. She's the new national spokesperson for Wise Company, which makes dehydrated and freeze-dried emergency foods and food storage products. She's here to tell us about that. Marie, you've been given the opportunity to endorse probably 9 billion things over the course of your career.
True.
Why the Wise Company?
The reason I wanted to do it is because it's affordable. You can eat a meal for a dollar. It's less than school lunch. It's affordable, but really, look at what's been going on with Sandy and Katrina. I mean, what was it, $78 billion of damage done just here in New York and
right.
New Jersey.
So what is this?
What it is it's emergency meals. And, you know, it's not your grandmother's kind, not the beans and rice and the gross chicken-tasting
right.
garbage. This is lasagna and really good stuff. And I swear to you, why am I here talking about this? Because I know it's going to save thousands and thousands and thousands of lives. You put it under your bed. It's convenient. Stick it in your closet. If something happens, I have it in my car. All you do is you open it and you add water. You don't even have to add hot water.
Right.
And it's affordable. It's convenient. It tastes really good. Taste the peaches. They're fantastic.
This is a peach?
But they're different than every other company because it's like dehydrated. And freeze-dried, and they combine whatever. I swear it's fantastic. Just try it.
I'm trying it right now, Marie.
Put it
Osmond.
Under your bed, put it in your closet, give it for Christmas to people, and save lives.
Thank you very much. Will you tell Donnie that we said we hope his rear feels better?
Well, you know, it's kind of a bummer, but I'll tell him.
No, Marie Osmond, great having you on.
It's
the Wise
so fun
Company.
To be here.
Great to be with you.
It's always fun to be here. This is a great place.
All right.
Friends, this is Will Bluewater. If you'd like to find out more about Wise Foods, visit wisefoods.org.
My wish for my people throughout the nation for today is to unite and walk as one hand in hand to bring forth the true balance of peace and harmony. Sacredness of all my people's prayers, beliefs join together and harmonize and bring forth the true spirit and heartbeat of all nations. I give my blessings to all those who wish to walk beside the ones who share the understandings of all teachings of peace and harmony. Life. Woman. So that's the spirit of Mother Earth manifested in woman. So there's many teachings of all cultures that come to those beings, Mother Mary, as well as by cultures, and those in that faith, those teachings, and we have Kuan Yin, we have many, but the messages are from Mother. And she sends forth this message for people to get a great message. So I ask people to have an open mind and so that the heart is open, and then they tune in and synchronize together in peace, and if the mind doesn't synchronize with the heart, well, it's heart attack time, and that's the heart attack that's happening today. So Mother Earth is asking us to come together with Father, the Creator, the Son, and to be one, and to know that we are forever. And when we understand these things, we understand life. There's no time. But the time is now that we would work together to bring peace and harmony to the earth by healing the sacred sites, retuning them in harmony, and walking in peaceful relationships. So this book will help others who can't visit with me or others like me, that now they can hear these things and they can order one and help process those teachers who now need to move because of finances. We don't have finances, and that will help those many like myself move to deliver messages of peace and help make sure they work together. That's spoken to. Well, with that, I thank you again there, my brother, and great blessings to you and your traveling over to your new area that you're going to be moving to in Colorado. And you know, in the future, I'll be doing some more talks, so I'm hoping that more people will come and join us on these sacred sites and repair the circles within the circles on the earth. And these are the broken hoops. And so the tribes talk about the broken hoops coming together of healing each other. Well, the messages are from the trees and the rocks. But what about us? Now's the time to help nature and retune it and reharmonize it, and we know that this is real. And when we go out and do these things, we have faith and love for ourselves and have love for Mother Earth. And when we do this, we know that we did a great thing. Then we feel really, really good, because what we said was going to happen and prayed for happened. Then we know that we have been part of that process. We did it. And then we'll go in and heal the rest of the earth where it's needed in those areas. And that's the teaching for our people of all cultures.
Oh. And I'll tell you the same thing the Creator told me when I started doubting what I was doing. Creator told me, never underestimate the importance of what you're doing.
Right.
Well,
very powerful thing.
We'll let you go. We'll get the word out. And everybody send all your money to Benny right now.
What?
Well, thanks a lot, Benny.
Okay, well, thank you. And if anyone wants to help me, check out my website at www.tetonrainbows.com. If anyone wants to help with donations and help me furthering the journey and traveling, important. If anybody has frequent flyer miles or anyone wants to sponsor this journey, I pray that they will help, because it's them who will be helping the earth, and I'm a messenger and would help promote many messengers out there, so whoever they could help do this, I pray that they could open their hearts. They've received so much gifts from the earth, they can't take it with them, and the message is to give back to those who bring the wisdom and help them travel and move with finances. And you can't put tobacco in our cars. We can get all the tobacco we want, but sure, it's great to have the tobacco to give offerings in our ways, but now people can offer those plants and those things in respectful ways, but also we need other ways of working together, and those who have the finances can help us do that. So with that, I pray that they open their minds and their hearts to this and help each other. So again, thank you so much for doing what you're doing with your Prophecy Keepers radio station, and it's a great blessing. So I'm glad you followed your heart and your dreams, brother, and much blessings to you and your forthcoming journey over there, and health and wisdom and strength for yourself.
We'll be meeting up with you. We'll get you up there to the valley.
Okay, brother. Take care.
Take it easy.
Oh, we hope you.
Thanks for listening to the Wisdom of the Elders on Prophecy Keepers Radio, revealing closely guarded ancient secrets here in the modern information age of Aquarius. This station's only means of support is through donations and purchases of the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy and Preparedness Library, which includes lifetime online access to a printable 1,000-page intelligence briefing, and a worldwide indigenous prophecy encyclopedia. Now, folks, there's nothing else like this collection on the planet, all for $9.99, formerly priced at $29.99. You'll receive instant access to the Prophecy Keeper's Wisdom Treasury Vault. This is a huge 4.88 gigabyte library, 3,287 files and 222 folders. It includes the Prophecy Keeper's Prepper's Self-Reliance files and all of our previous over 100 Prophecy Keepers interviews. So head on over to prophecykeepers.com right now and have a free sneak peek today of two-thirds of the Prophecy Keepers trilogy and a peek of the dashboard of the Prophecy Keepers Wisdom Treasury Vault. Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments.
You want to get an edge on turning back the clock with just a few pills? Who doesn't? Well, it's no longer science fiction, but science possibility, a potential breakthrough. As I found out firsthand, there may be a way to erase years, at least inside my body. Granted, it's down the road, but some scientists are wondering if a new pill I took might offer a very long life.
It may not look like the Fountain of Youth, but inside this nondescript building, I'm about to become part of an exciting experiment, a kind of guinea pig.
Dr. McCord, okay.
I'm here at the University of Colorado in Denver to meet Dr. Joe McCord, a world-renowned scientist.
This is pretty exciting stuff you're finding, huh?
It is. We're very excited about it.
His latest research could very well unravel the mystery of aging itself, and his decades of experiments may have the potential of adding years to people's lives and possibly prevent chronic diseases like cancer, diabetes, and heart disease. It all centers around this small yellow pill, and for me, it begins with a blood test.
It wouldn't be the first time I've given blood for this company.
They want to check my levels of something called T-bars, which is a rough indicator of a person's actual age. T-bars can identify a condition known as oxidative stress, a kind of measure of the wear and tear on our bodies. Oxidative stress, like the rusting of an engine, is not a good thing.
Bad for the body.
Leading to disease.
Leading to disease and leading to malfunction and, importantly, leading to what we call aging. It is a slow progression of increasing oxidative stress. That's the main characteristic biochemically of the aging process.
The problem of aging begins with the very food we eat to give us energy. As our cells burn that food, they also release toxic chemicals. Those chemicals, you may know them as free radicals, react with all the components of our cells, literally bombarding them millions of times per second, damaging all our cells. The result? Oxidative stress. And we all have it. The body fights back with a system of defenses. It makes two antioxidant enzymes, catalase and SOD, whose job is to gobble up the free radicals before they can harm our cells.
So, doctor, how often do I take these?
And so, here I go. With that swallow, I've just become part of a potentially landmark scientific experiment.
Doesn't taste bad.
It's called Protandim, and tests on both mice and humans have already shown that it revs up the manufacture of those good enzymes in our bodies. More enzymes, fewer free radicals to harm us. Whether that will lead to longer life is still unknown. Experiments to see if mice live longer are about to get underway, but it's a tantalizing theory.
Right now, all we know is that this preparation decreases oxidative stress. Oxidative stress is not a disease, just like aging is not in itself a disease, but it's something that accompanies and is attached to many disease processes. So you can see the age-related...
Normally, oxidative stress, measured by those T-bars, increases with age. But in Dr. McCord's tests, taking just one pill of Protandim a day reversed that trend for everyone at every age, even for an 80-year-old.
They all are reduced to the level of oxidative stress that one would expect, frankly, in a newborn or a very young child.
Back to the oxidative stress levels of a child? It sounds too good to be true. Will Protandim work on me?
The scientific evidence is there. The pieces seem to make sense. The question is, does this translate into something that humans can take advantage of?
And so, ancient Eastern healing and modern Western medicine may soon be working together. High oxidative stress is associated with more than aging. It's been linked to hundreds of illnesses.
It's at the very center of many diseases. Liver disease, diabetes, emphysema, asthma. I've studied all of these. Strokes, heart attacks.
Even mental disease.
Yes.
Depression?
Alzheimer's disease, depression.
Dr. James Crapo with the National Jewish Medical Center in Denver is also researching Protandim for the company.
Are you saying that this could be a cure-all?
You're looking at something that will have a small impact, but an important impact.
We make no claims about curing any disease or preventing any disease. We hope that when enough studies are done, perhaps such claims might be able to be made in the future.
Clinical studies to assess Protandim in both diabetes and heart disease should start in 3 to 4 months. But what about my progress? After nearly 2 weeks now, it's time to get my results. Dr. McCord calculates the numbers. The result? My level of oxidative stress has declined dramatically.
45%. That's excellent.
Just look at where I fall on the graph. Before and after.
Which, if extrapolated back, is the level you would see in a newborn baby.
Have we turned back the clock? Well, maybe not on the outside, but deep inside, within my cells. Yes, indeed.
Would you suggest I keep taking this supplement?
I would. I can't guarantee it's going to extend your life. I can't guarantee it's going to eliminate any diseases or cure any diseases.
But we do know that oxidative stress is part of those disease processes. I don't want to wait until I'm 80 years old and find out that I should have taken it.
For more, go to our website at abcnews.com.
It's at www.defendyourownbody.com. That's defendyourownbody.com. Visit us now.
Major universities and government agencies initiated and continue self-funded studies following the ABC Primetime Investigative Report you just viewed that originally aired in 2005. These studies continue to reveal more scientific evidence about Protandim's unique benefits. They are published in major scientific and medical journals. The next video will bring you up to date.
Developed after 40 years of research and exclusively for LifeVantage, Protandim is a true scientific breakthrough in anti-aging. Protandim has been reported on ABC, NBC, and PBS, featured in the Wall Street Journal, and described in CNN chief medical correspondent Dr. Sanjay Gupta's book, Chasing Life, The Quest for Immortality. Protandim's creator, Dr. Joe McCord, is a world-renowned scientist and a pioneer in free radical biology. Dr. McCord is the discoverer of the key anti-aging enzyme, superoxide dismutase. His role in the discovery is so significant, the enzyme is measured in McCord units. For Dr. McCord's discovery of superoxide dismutase and his contributions in free radical biology, he was awarded the Elliott Crescent Medal. This medal is awarded to distinguished inventors and scientists, putting Dr. McCord in the same company as Pierre and Marie Curie, Alexander Graham Bell, Orville Wright, and Henry Ford. Dr. Joe McCord has devoted his life's work to the study of free radicals, their role in aging, and the many problems associated with aging. Consumers spend billions every year on antioxidants in the form of food and supplements, hoping to reduce these free radicals. But antioxidants from these sources can only eliminate one free radical for every one antioxidant molecule you consume. Protandim is scientifically proven to slow cellular damage caused by free radicals. Taking one Protandim one time per day for 30 days turns on these anti-aging enzymes in your body. Your own enzymes eliminate free radicals at a rate of 1 million to 1.
I think any other supplements that are designed to be antioxidant supplements probably are no longer needed because Protandim solves that problem in a much more effective way.
Protandim is a breakthrough poised to revolutionize the anti-aging industry. It is an entirely new and scientifically validated way to fight aging, reducing your oxidative stress levels to that of a 20-year-old after just 30 days.
We found, as many other scientists had documented, that there is a progressive increase in T-bars in your blood the older you get. When these same people took Protandim for 30 days, the age-dependent increase in lipid peroxidation was completely eliminated. After Protandim, we could no longer distinguish the 80-year-old from the 20-year-old.
Protandim is protected by 3 U.S. patents. Universities around the world continue to initiate and fund their own studies of Protandim and to evaluate how this anti-aging breakthrough can prevent and improve many of the hundreds of problems associated with aging.
Many academic scientists at a number of universities have begun studying Protandim because it represents a new tool. It represents a way of reducing oxidative stress that wasn't available before. There simply was not a good way of doing what Protandim does. Protandim interacts with the DNA in your cells and causes the cells to make more of a set of genes called survival genes. The ingredients in Protandim were actually selected because they are largely metabolized by the liver, which does not interfere with most prescription drugs, which are generally metabolized by the kidneys. So the general answer to that is yes, it is safe. The immediate benefits of Protandim are within several days, the biochemical markers of oxidative stress begin to decrease. And while these are immediate improvements, you may not sense that these things are happening, just as you can't sense what your cholesterol level is, if it's high or low. But nonetheless, these benefits start happening within days of taking Protandim. The advantages to taking Protandim in the long term are that it protects your body from the relentless progression of free radical damage as we age. The anti-aging aspect of Protandim is one that accumulates over time, so the longer you take it, the more protection you will sustain. Missing a dose of Protandim is not a big problem. It takes about 2 weeks for the effects to go away. So if you miss it for 2 weeks, you're pretty much back to where you started from.
It's at www.defendyourownbody.com. That's defendyourownbody.com. Visit us now. Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments.
Good afternoon. These are on, I presume. I'd like to talk to you today, and do I have control of these slides, or is I do? Okay. Let's get through these really quick, because this is just because you have to get CMEs, and I have to tell you that I am on the Speakers Bureau for GSK, GlaxoSmithKline, and also a nutritional consultant for an HIV nutritional company named Biosource Therapeutics, which has nothing to do with what I'm talking about today. What I'd like to talk to you about is something that I find thoroughly fascinating. It is glutathione. It is one of the four endogenous antioxidants, and it is one that I must admit, despite 80,000 published articles in the English literature, through medical school, internship, residency, fellowship, and a fairly long time in academic medicine, I knew nothing about. It is a very interesting molecule because it exists in an accelerated or increased energy state. The energy state is, or increased energy state, is caused by the fact that it's got a free sulfhydryl group and therefore can easily donate the hydrogen to a electron and therefore quench a free radical. Now, let me tell you, because I think it's important, and it is a little bit of a divergence, but I learned about glutathione because of something that you probably all have seen in your practice, and that is a low uric acid. Now, when I was in medical school and when I was a professor of oncology, the only thing I knew about uric acid is when you had a kid that you were going to treat for leukemia, you put him on allopurinol to keep the uric acid down. I knew nothing about uric acid being low, except it kept appearing, and it appeared in about 20% of my patients, and that just didn't make sense. So I finally went into PubMed, and after stumbling around for a long time, I found out that uric acid is the last antioxidant your body uses when it's run out of everything else. When it's run out of gas, okay, it uses uric acid. Interesting. So if that's the last, the question then, what was the first? And that is where I got into glutathione. I've been coming to some of these meetings for a while, and glutathione is very important for a number of things, not all of which I'm going to go into today. But in point of fact, it has a great deal to do with not only well-being, okay? But aging well, or if you will, retarding the aging process. So I think it's very applicable. I'd like to, at the risk of repeating things that you already know, go over some of the things that glutathione is important about. Alone in the antioxidant world, okay, every other antioxidant, when it becomes oxidized, becomes itself a free radical. Glutathione doesn't. It actually recycles other antioxidants. In fact, the body considers it so important that up to 6% of the entire ATP expenditure or energy expenditure of the body may be used to synthesize and optimize glutathione levels. That's pretty impressive, 6% of the entire energy output of the body. It is also the only non-enzyme antioxidant that doesn't become a free radical, and in fact has a very interesting corollary when it becomes oxidized, because what happens is it complexes to another spent glutathione molecule, and the compound then becomes GSSG, and GSSG has been shown in animal studies at least to promote and induce delta wave sleep. We all know the importance of that in terms of the aging process, so this, even in its used-up form, functions as a very useful product. It not only functions as an antioxidant itself, but alone, again, in the world of antioxidants, it is an absolutely essential component of antioxidant enzymes, namely glutathione peroxidase, and most importantly, the glutathione transferases. And I bring that up because glutathione transferase abnormalities have now been associated with virtually every cancer known to man, and probably with a lot more than that. And therefore, by promoting the production of glutathione transferases through improving glutathione, we may be doing even more than I'm able to talk about right now. In addition, if that were not enough, let's keep going. It's a chelator. In fact, it's 50% as effective as oral chelation in getting rid of mercury. It has an effect on other heavy metals, but they're not as pronounced as mercury, and mercury is pretty ubiquitous in an environment, so it kind of comes as a freebie. And it detoxifies organic pollutants, perhaps the best-known one of which is the two-carbon fragment that we know as alcohol. And in fact, without glutathione, you ultimately get a hangover because you stop the process at acetaldehyde, which is phase one detox, and that in itself is a free radical, and obviously many of us may have felt the effects of that if we didn't have enough glutathione. Now, why is it important in aging? Well, these are old data, and I think they're probably not as robust as they should be, but I'll give you what is available now. Glutathione levels decrease with age. The data would suggest it's 1% a year beginning in the 20s. I think that's too little, too late, but that's only my opinion right now. I haven't proved it. There are some very interesting things, though. Age-matched normals, okay, reveal that anybody at, say, 45 who's had his first heart attack or has asthma or whatever other disease you want to use has a lower glutathione level than somebody of that age who's well. So disease causes decrease in glutathione and an accelerated decrease compared to normals. Glutathione happens to be, and this is perhaps the take-home message, it's the major protector of mitochondrial DNA. Mitochondrial DNA is that DNA within the cells that's responsible, if you will, for the electron transport chain that produces every bit of energy in your body. And we know from pathologic data that if you take a biopsy from a 90-year-old and compare it to a biopsy in a 5-year-old, the mitochondrial DNA in the 90-year-old is only 5% normal compared to the 5-year-old. So obviously we destroy our mitochondrial DNA, we destroy our energy, and we age. Maintenance of normal mitochondrial DNA is directly correlated, and it's got an R value above 9.9. With aging. So the higher your glutathione, the less you age. And I think
it's at www.defendyourownbody.com. That's defendyourownbody.com. Visit us now.
of other times, let the wind blow. Let the truth be known to all mankind again. Prophecy keeper, prophecy keeper.
Thank you.